Muslims and immigration advocates in North Carolina reacted with dismay to news that the U.S. Supreme Court upheld President Trump's executive order limiting travel from a group of primarily Muslim-majority countries. WFAE's David Borax reports.
The court's 5-4 ruling means the government has the authority to bar entry to the U.S. by most travelers from Iran, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, and Libya, along with North Korea and government officials from Venezuela. Thakur Mishra is a case manager at Carolina's Refugee Resettlement Agency.
As someone working here with the refugee population in Charlotte, it is very disheartening. And then, I'm personally very disappointed to hear that the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Trump's travel ban.
Mishra says the ruling sends another message of panic through the local Muslim community, as it did last year when Trump first issued the executive order.
We have a lot of Muslim community living here in Charlotte that were, I believe, either expecting their loved ones or their family members or friends, you know.
The ruling has an immediate effect on international students living in the Charlotte area. We spoke with one Syrian student who said it means he can graduate but cannot leave the country to visit family. If he does, he says he'll be locked out, and he won't be able to get a visa when he graduates. Jabril Huff is a spokesman for the Islamic Center of Charlotte. He says it sends a signal that the United States does not welcome Muslims.
When we travel abroad and see our friends and family, and we see our country doing stuff like this, it's straight out racist, Islamophobic.
Huff says with about 30% of the center's members from Somalia, he's sure it will affect the travel plans of many family members. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.
An outbreak of